Man, what a time to be alive. You and yours versus me and mine. Are we talking teams? Are we talking teams? Are you switching?
Hey guys, it's Belly.
And it's Ashhole here.
And welcome to another episode of What a Time to Be Alive.
Yes. Whoop whoop.
How you guys doing today?
I hope you guys are feeling good. It is afternoon now. We not doing this late night shit no more. Thank you.
How are you doing today, Ash?
I'm good. Our sound is good. I'm just feeling good. Like, this is amazing for us right now.
I'm great. It's just, I'm in a great space, a great energy. I can't see it, but I can feel it. Like, I can really feel it. But without further ado,
let's get into business.
Oh, my God.
Let's talk about a little bit of business today, because I feel like we've been doing so much in our own individual lives that we don't even know about what's going on with the other person.
No, that's not.
You don't think so?
Nah.
I feel like you're up to date with me, but yeah. I don't know what's going on with you.
Really?
Yeah. And they don't know what's going on with you, right? I'm gonna say yes for you guys. We don't know what's going on.
Oh my God. I feel like I do so much stuff. I do different things every other day. So y'all already know that I'm trying to juggle like three businesses. I jump started the third business because like I was like, oh man, I have time, I have extra cash now. Let me just get into it again. So the marketing has been great. It's been good. I get consistent clients now. I have I want to say two clients that pay me monthly. I have three freelance clients, and that's all based off of free traffic. Like, of course, y'all already know me. I'm the free. Please don't pay for ads if you do not have to. So the free traffic is just like, it just solidifies like, wow, like I can really do this and actually see a profit in it. Mm-hmm. Like the fact that my gross actually is over my expenses, y'all don't know how that feels. Even if it's just $1
that's
over,
great,
guys.
Though.
Like,
that's it.
I feel like a real business now. Like, I'm not taking no losses this month. Like, like, you know, like, it should make you feel some type of way. And this is me and my small little coins. Like, I could imagine how these big companies feel.
Right.
I don't know. I just feel like I just have this whole new outlook on what I want to do, where I want to go. Like, of course, I still want to be a stay-at-home mom or whatever. But I have so much options to get to that point. Like, I'm working on like this ad for a water bottle. Why? Because I love the health and wellness niche. That's my niche. I love it. So, you know, how do you promote something like that? You promote it in a challenge, because today everyone wants to do a challenge.
That's
everybody
true.
Is trying to do something to stay fit. Everybody is trying to do something. Like, literally, I didn't think of this myself. I did not make this up. This is already out there. Y'all could find out this information if y'all, like, really want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I just pick up on things that I see often. In my timeline, what am I looking at? 30-day challenges. What are these people doing? One push-up a day or 30 push-ups a day. Like, people are all trying to do something to improve themselves.
Yeah.
And people are doing it in groups. Like, I can't tell you how many group chats I have. Hey, guys, let's all do this twice a week, and we all have to do it. Like,
yeah.
I feel like that's a good way to motivate each other. So the way I did it was I spun it in an ad, like a free ad. Like, you put yourself out there and you say, hey, use this particular product to do this challenge. So I'm promoting the health and wellness for you socially, but you're also still getting the profit because you're providing the product for
that's
that
smart.
Person. Yeah, yo.
That's great.
And that's what I promise you guys. I did not make this up. It's out there already.
Yeah.
That shit is there for you. But like, I'm just like, yo, there's a whole new market for stuff like this. Challenges. You selling products for the challenges. Like, that's a whole nother thing. Just literally me being creative. That's why I said I can't update you guys on every little thing, because my mind changes every day. I'm doing something different every single day. I could write down my schedule and then not do one thing on the schedule because I'm working on one particular thing for the day that I just found out about. Let me see, for the nail business, I feel like that I haven't been giving my all to. One, because of the funds. I have not raised that $8,000 that I was supposed to raise. What I did with the money, I think I told you guys before. Did I mention the investing?
No, I don't remember.
I took the money that everyone gave me for donations, and I invested it. So now I'm waiting to see how that goes. I'm sitting on it. I see it go up. I see it go down. I kind of just, like, delete it off my phone. I don't want to see it until I see my 8,000. Yeah. Like, until I see the recoup. I just keep putting money into it, though. The way I do it is I use the app called Capital. It literally just saves for you. We've been talking about this before, yeah. How we save and stuff like that. My savings is still ass, by the way. Like, guys, it has not changed. Sorry. But, like, literally, I took the donations and I just invested it. And I want to see how that grows. And kind of for that, it's kind of like me starting a business savings, but, like, not conventionally. Because I could have a business savings and wait for the interest, but who the hell wants to wait for that? You know, that could take years to build income, to build revenue. I want to do it this way. You know, not saying that this is the best way to do it, but it's something you can try. You know, taking something where you see you'll have the best and fastest APRs, try that. The social media, I do not post right now. I'm waiting to revamp the social media because I feel like right now it's kind of, like, boring. I want to spice it up. But the problem of being a sole owner entrepreneur is, like, you're your business person, you're your marketing person, you're your personal assistant, you're the custodian, like, you're everything.
Yeah.
It's hard to do, so I just have to make my time a little better. Yeah. One thing I do want to try to focus on is not being too particular, because I am really nitpicky, and I feel like that kind of stops me from getting things done. Like, I want things to be perfect.
It's time consuming.
Yeah. It takes up a lot of time. Because I do want things to look a certain way. I want my social media to have a tone. Like, oh, okay, I come to this page because I want to learn about natural nails. At the same time, I want them to really feel like, oh, this is also for this. Oh, this is also for health and wellness. This is also, you know, I kind of want it to be all over the place, but in an organized way. So that's kind of what's been going on with the nail company. Like, it's there, but it's not there mm-hmm. right now. I am going to do a giveaway really soon, so look out for that. I plan on giving away awesome stuff like nail creams and more manicure kits, of course, and my book.
Cannot wait.
Of course. My book is still available on Amazon, so guys, please go and check it out. How to Grow Healthy Nails, but it's not what you think. What else do? I have another business, don't I?
You do.
Oh, guys, I've been selling fire sticks. We're not going to get into that, like, OD. But if you guys are looking for free cable, please hit up my email, info@essentialmarketingfirm.com. I have 4K and I have regular TV. They are fully loaded. You have to do nothing and none of the work. Ready to use. And, let me think about any other thing I'm doing right now, just randomly.
How's personal mental health? How you just been feeling lately?
Girl, that's all over the place. We could be here for 6 hours talking about that.
Let's condense it.
I feel like personally, mentally, I'm in a good place. Like, I feel like I just released a lot of stress that I had. And I feel so good about it. I'm tired. I'm so tired of taking on other people's stress.
Yeah.
And I realize I get the most done, unfortunately, like, sad to say, when I'm selfish with my time.
That's how you need to be, though.
I get the most done. Like, I'm so productive when I just don't give a shit about other people's problems and other people's lives. And I just get into my own stuff. I feel like that's when I can really do things, make stuff move. And honestly, 24 hours of productivity is a lot better than, you know, 1 hour this, 1 hour here, 2 hours there. Get it done.
Yeah.
Just get it. When you lock in and stuff like that, you'd be surprised how much stuff you can do. Yeah. I found myself taking a whole week off because I had one productive day. Like, it was crazy. I just feel like right now I'm in a really good headspace. And I want to stay way for a while. Yeah.
Speak it out. Put it out there. Put it into the universe.
It's here. The universe and me, we're at peace with each other. Vibe. We're you're one. Right, I want to, like, vibe
on it. Maintain that vibe.
Yeah. Like, you know, the celestial things. I want to vibrate on this frequency right here. This frequency.
You're in high frequency.
I could keep it. I want to stay here. Like, this is perfect.
That's it. You know, it's not that you don't have problems. It's about how you view it. You know,
exactly.
It's about the energy you put into the problems. Like,
yeah, because, you know, I have the issues. I have little hiccups. I have family problems. But I really just don't want that to affect my mood anymore.
Yeah.
Because that really does affect my work.
Oh, my gosh.
I lose motivation. Like, I lose where I want to go because I'm thinking about other shit.
You get frustrated easily. I tell you, I'm an agitated girl. You're done for the day.
I am so agitated. Like, it'd be the smallest stuff. Yeah. Who finished the milk?
Right.
That's it. Fuck out of here. I'm mad. Like,
I'm not doing shit today.
Yeah. Like, it shouldn't be that way.
That and then that energy spills over into every area of your life.
Yeah.
You know, I completely agree with, like, putting your energy into certain things. Like, for me,
in terms of business, as you guys know, I was dealing with, like, a lot of, like, personal issues, and I was dealing with, like health. You know, I had this surgery and stuff.
She can walk again, guys.
Yes, guys. I'm walking again. Listen, I am living my best life right now. Ooh. Girl, every weekend I'm in Brooklyn. I've been in Brooklyn for the past 3 weekends.
Girl,
I haven't
only
been...
seen me this once, but I'm not going to talk about
it. Wow, I saw you 4 weekends ago.
It's fine. It's
in
fine.
Southampton.
No, it's fine. Right.
With the barbecue.
Yes.
No, but I've been like, the surgery taught me that I need to socialize more. You know, because I used to just be like, come home in my bed. I'll go to an event here and there once in a while. But now I definitely realize the importance of communication,
yes.
contact, and socializing.
Yes.
Don't, you know, stay to yourself too
Don't
much.
Don't lose it. Even yeah. if you live in Carajo land, as my friend Jen would say.
No, so yes, I can walk again. So that's great. But for my business, I was taking a break. But now I've been kind of reshifting and refocusing on, like, where do I want to take Chivy Hair Care? Because I feel like for such a long time I was limiting myself and, putting a cap on what I can do and what I should do. And now I'm looking at it from, like, a creative, like, standpoint where Chivy Hair Care can just be one part of Chivy, the brand. Yeah. You know, like, it doesn't just have to be all about my hair care stuff because... I find myself doing a bunch of DIY crafts. I find myself
exactly.
always, like, I'm always messaging Ashel and letting her know what new project I'm doing. Either I'm doing something in my room or I'm doing something to my body. The other day, I just threaded my own brows. Woo! I learned it once, to like, four, five, six, freshman year EOP. That
yeah.
was 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Listen, you're not old. You are.
I learned how to thread once for 5 minutes 6 years ago, and I got so frustrated the other day. I went to my eyebrow lady. She did not answer. So I said, you know what? I'm doing this myself. I'm tired of people. I'm tired of relying on people.
Listen,
you
for
know?
Our male listeners, the importance of that is like you getting your shape up
exactly.
and getting your beard done
you
with your barber.
You go into that one specific barber and
imagine
he's not there.
Imagine he's not there.
How dare him not
imagine.
Be there?
Imagine. It's like, what the fuck are you doing
How
that you're not
dare
here today?
Him.
What are you doing?
Right.
You know I come on Sundays. Come
now
on.
You gotta wear a hat again for another.
A whole nother.
You gotta throw that fitted in. You know that fitted need a break. It's a little funky, but you gotta go again.
Yeah, so that's the importance.
Right, that's the stress I had. So I was in front of my mirror. I got like... my weaving thread, my sewing thread, and I just kept switching in between. I think I cut my eyebrows a couple times, but boy, they came out looking good.
No, they're fleeky. I like it.
You know,
look.
A little natural fleek too.
Yeah.
You know, it don't look too like defined. But anyways, like I'm just learning that, you know, don't like, I shouldn't put a cap on my creativity. And so I'm, you know, like looking up different outlets to like express my creativity. For social media, just like with Ash, I'm honestly on a social media hiatus.
Yep.
And it feels so good. It's been months since I've been on like Instagram.
Girl.
And it feels so good. I don't want to go back. But I know I need to go back.
Like, I gotta screenshot the memes to send to her text message.
Oh, that's how I be having to do with you with stories. I be having to screen record stories.
Like, damn.
But like, so I'm learning about, like, I'm trying to figure out different ways. Just as someone created the idea of using social media to get your business, like to spread your business,
yeah.
I want to spread my business without having to rely on social media. Because I feel like now you have to rely on the social media.
Yeah.
You know, it's
life
all
blood.
Word of mouth. Now it's life like blood. Word of DM. Like
yep.
your friend needs to share that post with you so you can be put on, you know?
Yeah.
But for people who aren't comfortable with it or just don't want it, I don't want my business to fail because I'm not on social media. And I know I can hire people for that, but right now, you know, it's a one-man show, just like Ash said.
Sole proprietor.
You know, I'm just figuring out different outlets to get myself around. And I've been really working on trading as well, like Forex.
Yeah.
I've been doing...
That is hot right now. Like, Forex
yeah.
is just out there. And you know what? It's a one big affiliate marketing thing.
It is.
Like, I love it, though.
I've
love
been...
that people are finally getting into it because we didn't know.
We didn't.
What affiliate marketing was. And now it's so much easier to explain to somebody. Yeah, it's like Forex.
Yeah.
You put somebody on it, you get commission for it.
Boom. Yeah.
Like, affiliate marketing has been out for so many years, but we didn't know about it. And now that
it's... And it had a negative connotation.
Yes. Like, oh, this is a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
This is a pansy scheme. This is a something. Oh, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
No, this is working for commission is amazing because once you get that commission... It is outrageous.
It takes off. Like, literally, once you get to that one point, that's it. The money makes itself.
That's it. That's literally residual money. You signing people up,
passive getting income. Sign up. Boom. You have to do the active work. Like, it's active income until it's passive.
Yeah.
So you're doing the work where it's active income, and once you sign a certain amount of people up or you get to wherever you need to get to,
and
it becomes passive, and you can then focus on a different... a different stream of income. But for me, I've been like really playing around with the fake, what is it called, the Meta app, where you're not actually trading real money, because you know your girl had to save because she wasn't working for a bit.
But you're just guys,
did I tell them about all of that?
No.
Oh my gosh. So I saved a ton of money because I knew I was going to have surgery and I was really unhappy at my job. So I quit. I had the surgery. I couldn't walk. And I saved up enough money to pay all my bills for, like, a decent amount of time.
Yep.
Life happened. Of course, family issues. I had to put a lot of money into that. But God bless me because I still had the money.
Yep.
And 2 weeks right after, you know, starting to walk again, I got another job. So, you know, your girl is finally getting that income working again. Yes. And I can finally, you know, invest into what I need to invest into. That's why I haven't been doing a lot of the things with Chevy, because I had to put a pause on it. Because one, I'm not walking, and though, you know, I can still make the butter, honestly, it's really exhausting and it was really painful on some days where I just had to stay in bed.
Yeah.
You know? Yep. But, you know, that's not an excuse, whatever.
No, reclaim your time, my dear.
Yeah. But, like, right now, I think I'm just really focused on rebranding who I am as a person and who I am as a business.
Yeah.
And not putting a cap. And I think that was the biggest thing for me. I didn't realize I was putting a cap on my potential. Until one day I realized, why am I only focused on just hair care when I do so much more? You know, it's important to definitely like give one project the attention so that once you get that project up and running, you got money coming from it, you can go to the next project.
Yep.
But I also do want to explore other things on the side because I know I get frustrated with Chevy hair care after a while. You know, after a while, it's frustrating because, you know, you're test on yourself. Myself. Yeah. And then my hair is my brand. Like, it's a lot of work. And it's annoying when something you love becomes something you dread doing.
Yeah.
So in order to avoid that, I started doing other projects, and these projects can make me money. So why not build money off of that? I don't want to speak too much because I want to fully have everything in form and in shape, or at least have like a solid platform.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Get your coins,
girl. Another update. This isn't necessarily business, but a couple of friends and I, we started this accountability/spiritual group where we keep hold each other accountable. You know, we're falling off, but you know, that's part of the process.
Yeah.
You know, learning how to be accountable for your life, you know?
Yourself.
And that was the purpose of the group. Holding each other accountable and doing good. You know, we want to do community service, you know, on a monthly basis, just to like do it.
Yeah.
That's it, you know?
Literally.
Just help out, you know?
Things that you know that you want to do but you never really have the time for. Have a friend hold you accountable for
exactly.
it. Have somebody literally just ask you, so how is this going?
Yeah.
Like, if you don't have that, get that. Make that. Or even if you're not friendly, be your own accountability partner and put an alarm clock on one day.
You know what?
Set a reminder.
Two unfriendly people can be great friends.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
You ever be friends with somebody because they mean just like you? That's half my friend group. I'm not going to lie to you. They all assholes, so it works, you know?
You know?
But, like, so that's what we've been doing, and it feels really good knowing you have a group of people that understands. You know, a lot of the times you feel so individualized, isolated, like, you feel like no one understands you.
Yeah.
But to have a group of people, you know, talk about the same problems, or, you know, you hear somebody express something, it's a different situation, but it's the same emotion they're getting from it, you realize, wow, we all dealing with a lot of shit, and, you know, it's great to have other people, you know, hold your back.
Be
you
know? Able to just ask you.
And say, hey, I know you're going through shit, but that doesn't mean you can't work out. Go to the gym because I know you want to achieve this goal.
You know? You have these goals. You set this goal for yourself.
Exactly.
Have somebody force you to do it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes
you tell yourself and you don't really do it, you know?
Because I sure as hell have every excuse in the book. Oh, it's raining. I can't go nowhere today. Like, what?
Right. That's it, you know? But honestly, all I've been doing right now, for me, 2019 has been the year of change, growth, evolution. Like, I started the year completely different from how I am right now. Like, I made a joke, one of my friends and I have a joke where 2019 just started, like, 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
You know, so we're now saying Happy New Year's because, you know, all those months before was a trial run. It's like, you know, you get the 90-day and then you decide that you want this.
Yeah.
So this is what happened. This is how we've been. Like, so 2019 just started.
Y'all had the 120-day.
Deadass. We had the trial. You know, like, Casper, you sleep for 100 nights?
Yeah.
That's what we had.
Wow.
So 2019 just started for us. Like, I genuinely feel like I'm now walking into 2019. And it's not saying because all my problems have solved, but it's because my mindset, I'm finally growing mentally.
Yeah.
And it feels so good. It feels so good. Just like Ash, like, I'm not on a high vibe right now, but my vibe, it's like slowly rising, you know, and I'm slowly doing what I need to do to keep it building. You know, like, I usually get upset really easily, not really easily, but little things tick me off. And yeah. I've been reminding myself, like, yes, this is going to get you upset, but we're not going to stay upset for more than 2 minutes about this.
No.
You know?
Because it's not going to matter in 2 years.
Exactly. 2 years, do you remember what you were upset about? No. Exactly. So it's like, I've been, like, learning to, like, let go of things and then just do it.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. That's been my slogan for the past couple weeks.
No, can I tell you?
Nike, if you're listening, I have a great commercial idea that I will not say because I know it can get you guys the coins.
Yeah.
So if you're listening, Nike, a representative of Nike, an intern at Nike, please contact me at shivvyhaircare@gmail.com and we will set up this great commercial, I promise you. But anyways, back to Just Do It. That's been my slogan and quote for, like, the past couple weeks. Lately, I've been, like, lazy. So it's like, if I don't want to wash a dish, I tell myself, you know what, I'll wash it later. I just tell myself, just do it, Chevelle, you know? So lately, I've been telling myself, just do it, you know? Even if you don't feel like it. At the gym a week ago, ooh, it was a bad workout. And I was on the phone and I was exhausted. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to just do this next set.
Yep.
I'm going to just do this next thing. Yep. I'm going to just do this. Yo, I left feeling sore. I think my booty grew like an inch. And not an inch, but, you know, I felt the mental growth of the booty. Yeah. I feel like there's a physical growth and a mental growth.
Yeah.
Because you don't see your booty growing sometimes, but then sometimes you feel it.
Yep.
You turn around, you're like, what's back there?
Yeah, a whole butt.
Right. So after that workout, I had a mental growth of everything. But I've been just doing it.
I just feel like this is what Nike has been pushing
for some time. They've been pushing it.
This has been their slogan.
I didn't see that. All I saw was a bunch of athletes having fun. That's true. I know they have the black and white commercials with LeBron talking about how he, you know, started down and he raised, but it never got me. Now seeing him play ball wasn't getting me, you know? Yeah. The sweat trickling down and everyone's like, just do it. It wasn't doing it for me.
What they need to do is get creative, like Reebok. You seen the Cardi B commercial? What the hell do with sneakers? Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But what is it? Creative marketing.
That's it. You see the Pepsi commercial? All I'm saying is Nike hits me up. I promise you, your coins will increase.
Yep.
But whatever. Whatever. Don't listen to me. Who am I? Just a podcast co-host?
Yeah.
Just a podcast co-hoster. You know, whatever. But yeah, so that's what's been going on with me, guys. Honestly, it's a process. And I feel like, you know, sometimes your season isn't fully business. Like, right now, my season is more so, like, handling my mental shit so I can really put my all into my business.
Mm-hmm.
And I was battling the season for a long time, and now I'm embracing the season, season of growth. Once you embrace it, that's the trouble. I think we, like, battle it. Like, this is not the time for this. This is not the time.
That was you a few months ago. Like, if you listen back to an old episode,
I was not here for this shit.
No. You were just like, business is cool, but whatever. And
I was,
like,
not here for it.
Like, you wasn't really in the good headspace for it. And I do recommend everyone taking a break if you feel yourself getting like that.
Because
you're not progressing. You're not doing anything to help yourself if you're angry at your business. If you're not trying to do your business. Like, the thing is supposed to be happy. You're supposed to, you're doing this to be happy.
Right.
You know, you're supposed to make yourself and make your life what it wants to be.
I know I needed a break from my business when at one point I sold out in all of my butters. Mm-hmm. Listen, guys, we re-upping and I got some new stuff coming, so... You know,
look
hold
out.
On to that
look
real
out.
Quick.
ShivyHairCare.com.
One time I got a new order and like I had no more butters and I got upset because I had to make more butters. I got money. I got someone ordering 3 butters from a different state and I got upset because I was like, I've got to go make this damn butter, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, I need a break. Like if I'm upset at doing something I supposedly love, this is not it. And that's why I'm saying, like,
it's a red
the
flag.
Different outlets, you know, yeah. your passion can turn into a source of income, but it shouldn't only be your only thing.
Yeah.
Still find other hobbies and things to, like...
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I've been just doing stuff, you know. I didn't get to travel this summer, which is sad, because you guys know I love to travel. So instead of traveling, I've been doing like a lot of things at home. The other day I went kickaxing. You should do it. It's throwing axes. It's a great way to get your frustration out.
Yeah.
Also, break bar. Woo! You take a shot and you get to break the glass that you yep. drink out of. You should go there. I was supposed to go. I didn't go, but I know it's lit. I feel the lit energy, so you should go. But that's what I've also been doing lately, like finding ways to express my frustration.
Yep.
That's fun, you know? Just really taking care of myself and enjoying my summer. You know, I'm single, so I'm trying to have a hot girl summer, whatever.
Oh,
you know,
heard
I'm trying
you.
To just embrace life and whatever.
Of course.
I'm trying, but you know.
No, I really feel that. I feel like the whole aura is just different. Like
yeah.
it's good.
Yeah, I'm trying. Low-key trying. Self-care that too.
Yeah.
Self-care, guys.
We've always been promoting self-care, but
we're
serious this time because now we're actually feeling better. So so now you know this is the self-care is it really helps us. It gets you from point A to point B. Like it pushes you. Because
mm-hmm.
when you're feeling like crap, yeah, it's not gonna help. Nothing is gonna
right.
help you but you.
Right.
You gotta take care of yourself.
That's so true. And it spills over into different areas of your life. Like I feel like I cannot express how important it is. You know, like when you're upset about one thing, you don't just go into something else and be like, well, I'm not upset anymore. You know, you're upset at work, you come home and you accidentally take it on your significant other or your family members.
Yep.
And now you got an attitude, you mad at this person because y'all got into an argument over something stupid.
So
and now
you mad at your boss over.
Exactly.
How
so now,
dare you?
You got work problems, now you got family, intimate relationship problems.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you extra mad, you big mad now. You take that shit to the gym. You have a bad workout.
Yep.
Now you just quit in the gym.
Yep.
You know? So it's like,
it
you really got
to
take care
circle.
Of yourself. Yeah, it spills all the way over. The cup runneth over, guys.
You and these Bible verses.
Boy.
Listen.
It's all 10 verses that I know. I remember them.
Somebody get Shreddy a doctrine.
Please. Yeah.
All
right,
well,
guys.
I just wanted to say thank you again for listening to another episode. I guess we're not saying the name, are we?
Yeah, we are. This is our name right now. This is it. Yeah, this is what a time to be alive. Like, it is a time, you know?
Well, that's a fact.
Okay, right? Well, any tips? Any last minute tips or anything for today? Oh, I got a tip. This is like a personal beauty tip. Guys, I just got into foot masks. Let me tell y'all, we can't be walking around here with cracked feet. It's summertime.
No.
You cannot be walking around with like a mountain of callus. We could do something about it. There's
yes.
foot masks. You put them on like twice a week. Slowly but surely, it softens it up. Then you can get the peeled ones.
Ooh.
I'm saying this because it's a step, the first step to, you know, self-care and feeling better in life, you know?
Look down at your feet right now. You know you need that.
Right.
You know you need it.
Right.
Okay.
I looked down the other day and I said, boy, this is embarrassing.
Get it
do better. And
yeah.
you know what? I did better.
Out here with your flip-flops in August with calluses.
Right.
Don't disrespect your family like
right.
that.
Right. Oh, my gosh. But that's it. Thank you so much, guys, for listening.
Thank you. And I'd also like to shout out our sound. What is the name of the studio again?
Hype Lab NYC.
Hype Lab NYC.
Shout out to Hype Lab NYC.
In Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
Yes.
It's in Williamsburg.
Yes.
The
Book
vibe
session.
Here is so great, guys. I'm letting you know right now.
Ooh.
It's like, it's just an open flow, so.
Book a session.
Right.
I feel so professional.
For so many things.
Our sound manager is literally speaking like I can't.
You ever listen to podcasts and they start talking and they sound
yes!
like.
That's us.